I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Ladles and jelly spoons, boys and girls, welcome back to the Amazing FBA podcast. Today I've got Jenna Lieber from Turnkey Product Management coming all the way from California to London here. Turnkey helps brands grow on and off Amazon. And I think Jenna's going to be able to explain a bit more about what they do better than I can. So first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. So I am the client services director here at Turnkey Product Management. Essentially, what we do is we are here to help Amazon brands grow on and off Amazon. So we do that through our full service management, where we'll do everything for you. We'll do PPC. We will do the promotional planning, the growth strategies, the review strategies, you name it, we do it for you. And then we also offer coaching, where we'll meet you where you're at in your Amazon business, just addressing those different pain points that you specifically have for your Amazon businesses. So really, we're here just to help Amazon brands grow on and off the platform.
Excellent. And so do you manage all aspects of that e-commerce business hands-on, or is it more you manage the Amazon side and advise the off Amazon, something like that?
So we mainly focus in on Amazon, and we will help advise on external things. So, I mean, for example, you know, we've had clients that are looking to expand their businesses, get into different product categories, things like that. So they'll ask us for advice, ask us to do research on it, and we'll help them out through that process.
Cool. Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for letting us know where you're coming from. So quite a broad view, which is really useful for our first topic, which is just as a roundup, what's going on with the COVID-19 situation in America specifically. Now, obviously, we're recording this on the 12th of June. And I should say that specific date because it seems to be changing by the week, of course, what's going on. So we're a bit of a hostage to fortune with this, but let's do a bit of a roundup of the current situation in the USA at the moment. What's your sort of take on that in terms of, well, very broadly, and then how it's affecting e-commerce, most importantly?
Definitely. So here in the US, I would like to say getting back to normal, but it's more so the new normal. Like you mentioned, I'm coming from Southern California. And basically what's happening here in the US is it's very different from state to state is what signifies where you're at. So one really great example is here in California, we are in phase 3 of reopening, which is the last phase, where basically pretty much everything is opening except for like Disneyland is really the big difference. But I just went and met with my friend who's from New York, and they're just starting out phase 3, just starting to get back to work and things like that. So as far as what does that mean for e-commerce here in the US, quite honestly, Amazon is recovering. They're getting back to normal. We're seeing normal ship times, which is great. They themselves are getting back to normal, which is really awesome. But one thing I will say is there isn't a slowdown. So yes, people are getting back to work. Yes, people are getting out there, going shopping, everything like that. But we haven't seen a slowdown on Amazon. So what that tells me is that the people most likely did invest in those Amazon Prime accounts that maybe they didn't have before. They're more reliant on Amazon than they probably were before all this happened. And that's not going to change. If anything, it's probably about to get a lot bigger just as people adjust to this new normal is what we're really seeing here.
Very interesting. I spoke to a chap called Jason Somerville, who used to work in Wall Street. So he used to look at very much the bigger economic picture, and they mergers and acquisitions advisors. So they sell FBA businesses to private equity. So they're very much aware of what the smart money is doing. And the smart money is very, very keen on e-commerce businesses because he said that, okay, there was a massive spike in adoption of e-commerce as a percentage of retail across the globe and true in America. I think in the UK, it's even bigger as a percentage. Small country, so it's not hard to ship goods around. And he said, well, okay, we think there's going to be a certain stickiness of that even when things go back to normal, whatever that means. And he thinks 30-40% of that will stick. And I guess depends how you define the word normal, right? Because we're back to what you're defining as the new normal, where I guess you got weird social distancing in queues, certain places aren't open yet, there's a nervousness in the air, particularly I think with any disrespect to either country, the US and the UK have perhaps not had the best crisis compared to countries like Germany. So there's probably a degree of nervousness there. And so what's interesting is the degree to which e-commerce's new gains of land, if you like, are very robust and going to stick. So what you're saying sort of reinforces that picture there. That's very, very interesting. So we'll have to maybe get you back in 3 months and see what's going on there. So this is all going to be a hostage to fortune. So tell me about particular categories then, because obviously e-commerce has really favored certain categories, sorry, the COVID situation, I guess, in e-commerce, and really damaged others. So what do you see as the sort of winner categories and the ones that are suffering from your clients' accounts?
Definitely. So obviously we saw different categories became an essential, right? That maybe you didn't consider yourself an essential, but we saw it. So as far as categories go, the categories that are still really crushing it are supplements are doing really well. Really anything with self-care and staying home has been really successful from what we've seen. Some categories that are struggling would be really any categories that involve going to the gym. So if you're an at-home workout product, then you seem to be doing well. But for those of you guys that are involved with an actual gym product where you have to use it at the gym, that's been a struggle just because a lot of people, even though gyms are opening up, might not be as comfortable going to them. So those are categories that still might, they really haven't made that full recovery. Do I think they will? Yes, I do think they eventually will, but it's been a little bit slower moving. But really just any categories that are involving staying home, self-care, things like that really have done well. I was talking to you a little bit earlier about pet products seem to be doing really well. And I'm assuming it's because owners are spending a little bit more time with their pets. So they're noticing different things that to help their pet and everything like that. So different categories involved with that.
It's amazing to me how big the pets thing is, but I was just thinking my wife and I have been going for walks on a nearby sort of wild bit of parkland in central London, but it's quite wild looking and there's just so many happy dogs there. I was thinking, well, they, of course, they're at home, focus on their pets and their health and their children. So that does make sense. One person, the masterminds that I run, has been absolutely killing it in the sort of pet space. So I can say that there's some big stuff going on there. So what about the Amazon thing? Now, I presume that you're not seeing any other problems with shipping into Amazon or fulfillment at this point. Is that all but completely back to normal?
I would say that's completely back to normal. I would say seller support is still struggling a little bit to be super responsive. So if you guys are having that issue with seller support, I would recommend if you are brand registered to go through brand registry support. We've seen just a lot more communication through there. They're a lot faster. But as far as sending products into Amazon, we are pretty much back to normal from what we have seen. They even announced like sending products in for Prime Day and things like that, that those dates have come out. So to me, that shows that they feel fully recovered and that people should start to prep for sending products into Prime Day and everything.
Interesting. So that tells me that we should be looking at the next while. So what interests me isn't so much what's been happening as what's going to happen. So Prime Day has obviously been announced for September. What do you see? I mean, this is asking you to speculate, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because I guess we will have to kind of ask these questions like, do you think there might be a second wave? And I know you're not an epidemiologist, but we've got to figure that out. And if so, how do you think e-commerce is going to fare, for example, if Amazon warehouses get shut down because there's infections? What's your sort of generalized view of the next few months?
So obviously, this is definitely not my space, but from what I've seen here in the US, we're opening back up, but like, cases are not slowing down. Obviously, they're still on the rise, which is not super comforting. So I wouldn't be shocked if there was a second wave. And that is kind of why I do believe that you should have backups, right? This has shown you should not be solely relying on Amazon as your mainstream of income. You want to diversify. You want to make sure your inventory is in multiple places. And it's another example. So you don't want just all your inventory in FBA warehouses, because just like you were saying, if there is a second wave, if warehouses do shut down, you don't want to be in a situation where all your inventory is on Amazon, because we've shown that that did not work out for so many people, right? You want to have that backup, which is a third-party warehouse.
It's kind of an obvious thing to say, but it's interesting to hear that that also makes sense to you rather than just being in my own head, because I think particularly, again, if I look at the UK and the US, I mean, the UK is basically kind of opening up, and I don't know what the phases are exactly in the US, but to be fair, we have phases and such things in the UK, and I don't see a great deal of rigor or science behind them anyway. Yeah. So I get the impression that we've got down to around sort of average, I think the 7-day moving average recently of deaths, last I looked, was just above 200, mm-hmm. which is not amazing considering at its peak it was 1,000. It's not nowhere. So I think the chances that our number as well, that they've been so aware of, the reinfection rate is hovering around 1, which means if it goes above 1, it starts to spread again. So I think preparing for a scenario where there's another form of lockdown or some infections close down parts of the mm-hmm. systems also feels to me like a very common sense thing to do. We can't predict the future, but we can be robustly prepared for it, right? And this is what always strikes me. And the reason why I dare to go into speculation is this, because if you're preparing for an incredibly unlikely future, that's a lot of money and time and effort you've invested in something which is unlikely to be a problem. So what I'm getting from you is confirming my own idea, which is it's quite likely to be a problem. Therefore, it's worth putting the time and money into getting a 3PL set up, I guess. So I'm glad I'm not going nuts here. Well, look, we ought to move on to more evergreen content, which I know we're going to be doing in the next couple of episodes. But if people want to get a hold of you guys, I know you've got some free resources. Tell me a bit about that. If you go to, I think it's turnkeyproductmanagement.com/resource. Mm-hmm. So when you finish typing that quite long URL, what are people going to get there?
So when you head to our resource tab, you're going to find some different blog opportunities where we're just talking about what's going on Amazon. In addition to that, our team has a Facebook page and a private Facebook group where we talk and go through different lives talking about what's new on Amazon, what you need to be prepared for right now. We are producing that content every single week, really trying to help you guys through just what's currently going on Amazon and what it means for your Amazon business.
And I think you've given us a nice flavor of the common sense that you've got to offer there. So that's great. So again, turnkeyproductmanagement.com/resource. And the Facebook group's obviously a thing to join as well. So for now, I'm going to say thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by myself and Jason Miles, multi-million-dollar Shopify owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you own a thriving online business and want to be the best leader you can, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many e-commerce topics, go to theecommerceleader.com.